Open wide for some soccer!
It's all here. Fast kicking, low scoring, and ties. You bet.
Yeah, this is definitely the worst podcast we've ever done. There's no doubt about it.
There's no two ways about it.
We're super bad.
I think we've had worse.
What's going on, everybody? This will be podcast number 5. Hopefully a new start to the podcast. Since the gaming season's kind of ramping up, we're going to try to do this every week. Joined, of course, by Andrew.
How you doing?
Andrew, think you're up to doing this every week?
Yeah, I think I can manage it.
We shall see. Going to have pretty much the same stuff for y'all this time. Not too much to cover. PAX went on, wasn't too much there. But the standard fare, you know, every episode we do. Rapid fire, we're going to add a new segment, talk about what we're playing, news, all that good stuff. So, like we always start out with, Andrew, what have you been playing recently, good sir?
Recently Deus Ex came out, and I've been playing a whole lot of that.
Yes, I know.
Oh, yeah, I got it in through Gamefly, and then I sent it back after the first playthrough, and I think I borrowed yours after I sent it back, but I have fully completed it all the way through, and I think probably maybe about a week. I've gotten everything there is to get. I've gotten 1,000 out of 1,000 achievements, and I think I've done every possible playthrough I can get.
All right, on the topic of Deus Ex, I gotta know, you know, that was Jay's game. All of us have a big game we're looking forward to. That was his. What'd you think of it?
I think it was a good solid 8 out of 10. Not the best game of the year, leaves some room for improvement, but still did a good job.
8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, somewhere around there where I put it, but I can't say where it'll stack up this year, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was a really well-done game. I wasn't really expecting that, to be honest. Maybe a good game, but to be as well-done as it was, I probably wasn't expecting that.
So are you going to go back and play through everything there is to do? You going to get 1,000 out of 1,000?
You know, I'll let you borrow my copy when you sent yours back. And I had the intention to, like, the night I beat, I was like, man, I can't wait to play this game all over again. But you gave it back to me today, and I kind of stared at it. I was like, I don't really want to do that. I don't think it's because it's a bad game or, you know, it's not a replayable game. I think it's a very replayable game. I just don't want to start it again, if that makes sense.
I find that very odd, since I believe me and you are both in the same boat where we look at everything and it's just, we feel we've got nothing to play. Like, yeah. it's a dry spell right now. And so then Deus Ex came in, and for me, it's like I had to chomp everything I could because I couldn't stomach playing anything else. And so I played it every single second I could. Every time I hopped into the game room, it was automatically into Deus Ex. And you're the exact opposite way now, where you've played it and you can't touch the thing now. Giving it a higher score than me, I believe.
Well, yeah, but it has nothing to do with the quality of the game. It's just kind of, it's hard to say. I'll get to it when I talk about what I've been playing, but it's not anything wrong with the game. I just don't feel like, maybe that's the problem. You know, if I played it again, I'd probably go for the achievements or something, and I don't want to play the game. I already played the game the way I wanted to, and fun for me. I don't want to be shoehorned into not killing people and stuff like that. But I'll definitely play it again. I think it warrants another playthrough, but just in a bit. How about it? We'll put it on the back burner. I got it forever. Why not? So you say Deus Ex. I mean, have you played anything else, or was it just Deus Ex for the past week?
Pretty much just Deus Ex and a little tidbit here or there of other multiplayer games that I've had sitting around for months or years. All right, so have you been playing anything else in the meantime?
Yeah, I've been playing Deus Ex, multiplayer games and all that. But Deus Ex, what'd you think of the story? That's one thing. Not to spoil anything, but opinions on it? I think we've had this discussion, but just for everybody else, what'd you think of it?
I thought it worked negatively towards the entirety of the experience. I thought it was par at best.
Yeah, I thought it was really shoddy, too. That was something that I'm sure they were really kind of building the game up to have some kind of good story, and I thought it was kind of shitty, to be honest. But overall, I enjoyed the game. I thought it was really well done, and I will play it again, just, I guess, not soon. Other than Deus Ex, though, been actually playing New Vegas, and I know we kind of ripped into that one pretty good last week, but I'm enjoying it. It's pretty fun.
How could you enjoy that game?
I haven't really had too many glitches. I downloaded the Old World Blues, I believe it's called, and I'm just started that maybe an hour before we're recording this. It's pretty neat. It reminded me, you know, the kind of Fallout feel, funny and kind of black humor, goofy. It's neat. I had to beat it, and I'm probably going to beat the game again trying to do the different endings, which really serves no purpose, but I don't know. It's not as good as 3, but it's okay.
I'll go on the record right now for everyone to hear. Obsidian is doo-doo. They're a doo-doo company that makes doo-doo games for doo-doo people.
Wow. Am I a doo-doo person?
If you like that game, you kind of have to be.
I guess it's just one of those games that it depends on what experience you have. Like, somebody could go to a sports game and get their ass kicked by a drunk fan and say it was the worst game of their life, and you could be sitting on the other side of the stadium and say it was the greatest day ever. So, for me, I haven't had the game-breaking bugs, and I'm certainly not saying they don't exist, the game's perfect. I'm sure they do exist, but it's never really bothered me in that respect. Not to say, like I said, not to say it doesn't have them, but I have stayed clear of the bug.
My only question is, why am I the only one that's gotten them? Apparently everybody who's ever played this game hadn't gotten bad bugs, except for me.
Well,
they've hit me every session I've ever played that game.
Maybe you didn't spec your luck high enough on your character.
Oh, yeah. That must have been it.
As for what I've been playing, you know, that's it. Kind of, we're in the fall gaming season, I guess, but not quite there. We're working our way towards it, though. So, not too much to do, but definitely, I definitely enjoyed the first game to come out of it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, enough about what we've been playing. Let's talk a bit about the news. And it wouldn't be a news segment if we didn't start it off with Batman or Mass Effect 3. And I believe we have a little bit of Batman news, Andrew. Lay it on me.
I'm Batman.
Oh, yeah. We got a tidbit of Batman information. Apparently, the Arkham City achievement list has now been revealed.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Big day. I believe, in summing it up, I'll say the achievement list probably left more questions than answers.
That's a very good way to put it, because I remember I called you instantly when I saw it, because I had to ask you one question, and I know a lot of them had the same connotation. One of them really stood out, but you know the achievements I'm talking about. Just, you know, I mean, we don't really know what they mean, but kind of highlight some of the questions these achievements bring up.
Well, quite a few that actually label saying you have to play as Batman, parentheses as Batman, and that comes off as rather strange, meaning that what kind of questions does that lead to? Could you play as other characters all the time?
And to my understanding, that the whole idea was there's Robin, Catwoman, and Batman. We know those three. If there's any more, we don't know. But
yeah,
to my understanding, you could play as them in the challenge maps.
Yep.
But the story was Batman only, unless there's a Bane segment where he helps you, but it's just a computer thing. So are we being led to believe that that's just challenge, or is there something to hint at being able to play as the campaign again as somebody else?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you for a second. I'm completely in the dark on this one. I have no idea what they mean. Maybe you can play as Catwoman throughout the entirety of it after you beat the game or something. Or maybe you can play as Robin as a little special feature for beating the game. Who knows?
That'd be neat. I like that idea. Maybe we're looking too much into it. But the one achievement that when I saw it, I had to call you is, go ahead, just read it out loud. What does the achievement say?
The achievement is called Catch. It's described as, find someone to play remote batarang catch with.
The first one had that achievement where you threw the remote batarang and spun it back to you to catch it again.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sorry. Every podcast, we've pretty much had this discussion about this game needing co-op. And every podcast has been shot down. And we've given up hope. Yet when I read that, I can't help but think that means cooperative gameplay.
To be honest, I think I've told you this before. I think it either leads one of two ways. It's either going to mean co-op, like we've all been hoping for, or it's going to mean a computer-controlled character, like they said Bane would be, with, I don't know, Robin or Catwoman or something, mm-hmm. helping you out. You as Batman, they as somebody else that mm-hmm. they just kind of help. They're fighting with you, and during that span that you have them there, you can do remote batarang catch.
Yeah, throw it at them. I hope that's not the case, but I got to just leave you one thing. Like I said, I don't want to spend too much time on Batman since we do it every week, but if there is co-op, how do you view Rocksteady? Are you like, wow, guys, you really got us there? Or would you be kind of angry with them?
To be honest, I would be rather angry. And I kind of am rather angry over their whole experience of Arkham City as of right now. They've been a very cutesy developer, and they've given me nothing that's tangible up to the release. And I'd say it's been a rather awful wait to get this game.
They have, but they have seemed to kind of, ramping up to that 12-minute gameplay thing, they've kind of stopped totally, haven't they? I mean, they showed Riddler trailer. You know, they kind of had a 3-month span where they showed all kinds of stuff, and now they're kind of just nothing. Just put the cap on it near the release, which kind of backwards.
Yep. I mean, I'm the kind of guy, I check on there. That's like a morning routine. I check on the Arkham City Twitter, then I go check on Arkham City Facebook, and then I check to see if there's any news on actual game websites about Arkham City. And I've seen nothing. Nothing but them telling you to be amped up for the game to be released. And I'm absolutely disappointed at Rocksteady for that. I feel they've wasted my time up to the release.
Maybe they'll come out with something in the coming weeks, because they need some clarification on these achievements, definitely. Because the cat's out of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Enough about Batman. I'm sure we'll be talking about him again next week. Onward. Resident Evil, the whole franchise, has got a few little tidbits of info. Operation Raccoon City, there's been some previews and gameplay videos leaking out. Andrew, you seen all this? What's your opinion on that game?
Well, I haven't really changed my opinion on it like I have before. I'm probably not going to buy it. It'll all kind of depend on whether everyone else is playing it, as if I'll get it, and when it's actually going to be released. But I do know that there has been a bit of, isn't there a bit of a trouble on the release date? Not many people know when it's actually coming out.
I've never actually heard it been announced. I always thought it was fall of this year, and the last thing I actually saw of the game was in a Game Informer I got, and it said winter, which, is that early next year probably? It's probably going to be early February, something like that, next year title. I always understood it was coming out like November this year, but I guess they pushed it back.
But Game Trailer also did a little preview video of it where they showed just some gameplay. I guess they saw at PAX or something.
Oh, yeah.
That you get to see them playing a bit of it. But that usually means that with the preview, a little later will follow like a whole bunch of information about it. Maybe they got a whole big gameplay footage they're going to roll out, but that's usually what it means. And so it's that preview might lead to a bit more coming out later.
One thing I noticed was in that said Game Informer, they revealed a couple more characters. Two new girls for the squad. I don't really know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
I did notice that. So I thought it was going to be kind of a Left 4 Dead. There's four of them. Everybody take their person. I guess it's going to be kind of a roster of characters. Pick who you want, huh?
Looks that way.
I don't know. I think the game looks interesting enough. I don't particularly care about what they're doing with the story, trying to redo the kind of Resident Evil 2 era stuff. But the gameplay looks fun. Zombie game. Can you go wrong?
No, not really. You got to kind of want to mess it up.
There you go. Shifting gears, though. I guess we don't know too much about that game, but here's a game we know plenty about. Resident Evil 4 HD. Comes out in a couple weeks. Yeah, a couple weeks.
Yep.
Same day as Gears, September 20th. What do you think about this game, Andrew? Do you want to play it?
To be honest, I do want to play it, but they just put it in on a bad day for me. I think I'll be playing Gears, and I'm not going to spend any more money on... spend $20 more on a game I've already played many times.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be one of those things. I'll probably leave it undone until next summer when I can actually enjoy it.
I don't know if I'll leave it that long, but yeah, it's not good timing, because like you said, I've played that game a lot. It's still a great game. I want to play it, but here's what I want to get at. The week after that, Code Veronica comes out, which is a really good Resident Evil game, and there's been a person on the forums who's been talking about, apparently a Resident Evil fan, talking about the current games and what he thinks about them, and he hates the new 4 and 5, that style. So TGS, Tokyo Game Show, is coming up in a couple of weeks, and they're supposed to reveal Resident Evil 6, which has been hinted at to be a return to the survival horror, maybe even changing the camera back to that classic camera. That's never been confirmed, but it's supposed to be a old-school feeling Resident Evil, scary, not so much action-oriented. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about 4 and 5 and where they fit into the other games?
I like the idea that they'll be flipping back to the horror aspects. I would love for them to do that with the addition of co-op. Because that seems that's what they're doing now with a lot of these Resident Evil, Operation Raccoon City, Resident Evil 5. They're just letting other people experience it with you. But I think it would be a bad move to go back to the top screen looking down type of feel, because I always hated those type of games. I thought they were really just they weren't very good for me. I didn't feel that it was very enjoyable. I couldn't, honestly, a lot of the times, I remember with Zero, I could barely even see what was going on. I had to put like my face up to the screen just to be able to see everything, because it was such a dark game with you looking so far away from anything.
Is Resident Evil Zero, that's the one with the Rebecca girl and that other dude on a train, right?
Yep, that's okay. The prequel to it, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's kind of like going at the same time. I guess it is a bit before one, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I never had a huge problem with those. But I've had a big problem with these people complaining about the new ones, because I understand the sentiment. It's not survival horror, it's an action game, which is fine. But it kind of boils down to what made Resident Evil so scary back in the day, or scary in quotation marks. They're not really that scary. It's, I always felt the thing that made them so kind of, you know, that kind of tension feeling is the controls weren't that good. And the gameplay wasn't, you weren't in control that much. So controls kind of handcuffed you, and that made it kind of scary. Yeah, that lent itself to that. But just because you're ill-equipped to fight doesn't make it scary. I definitely prefer 4 and 5 to the others, just because they play better. And yeah, you know, just bringing zombies back, sure, that's fine, all that. But I don't know why there's such a big scuffle. And I don't so much care about the camera. I think they can do that right, because once you got past the PlayStation 1, like Code Veronica's one is actually in 3D, that's not that big a deal. But if they start making it, if they go too far, I feel like the games are just going to suffer from it, because gameplay, it's a game. The atmosphere, story, that's all good. The characters, that all helps it. But if the gameplay is just going to revert back to something kind of archaic, then it's not going to really be that much fun, and that's not good.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that. I think purists, they're not getting it.
Exactly.
You can't change progress. You just got to let it go forward.
There's nothing you can do about it. Just a lot of people got mad at Mass Effect 2 because it kind of did away with all the RPG aspects of 1 for the most part. Which, yeah, it did, but if anybody told you that the gameplay in 1 was better than 2, they're just lying. It's not. 1 had problems. And just like the Resident Evil games, they're still good games. Resident Evil 2 is a great game. It's just, it's a bit clunky. And why would you go back to that clunkiness? Just like they're doing, you know, Mass Effect 3. They're adding in some more, they're bringing back some of the features from 1, but they're definitely not going to go back to that whole skill determines aim kind of clunky feel, because they found a good core with the second one. I think 4 and 5, they found a good mix between the controls. This is, you're more in control, but it's not like you can, you know, you're infinitely mobile. You got to turn with the tank control still. You couldn't move while you shot. I like that.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'd like to switch away from Capcom right now, and I think I'd like to talk a little more about Borderlands 2. Anything you got to say on that, Logan?
I saw the gameplay footage. People were kind of really excited about it, and I was like, oh, it's Borderlands 2. Looks a lot like Borderlands 1. I can't judge the first game just because I didn't give it a fair shake, but at the same time, I'd like to say it's not my fault, because I didn't have three other, you know, you tried to play with, but I didn't have three other people to play it with. And it's like, I equated like trying to play Left 4 Dead alone. That's just not going to be fun. It's just not made for it. I don't know. I did not enjoy my time with it.
I'd like to say the thing I liked about Borderlands 1 was that you start out as just a little wimpy character, and then you can kind of take it where you want to, with all the different customizations you could do about your character in terms of the guns and the abilities and all that. I think I was able to turn my character into such, like, call him like a rolling tank where all my ammo from my machine gun regenerated along with my health regenerating. So I literally just held down the trigger whenever I fought someone and I'd kill them, just pummeling them with bullets. And then once the fight was over, I didn't have to worry about healing myself, because I could just sit there for 30 seconds and wait for my health to come back up and roll right into the next battle. And that was after spending hours of time put into the game to get my character to do that. So as long as they keep something like that in Borderlands 2, I'd be willing to buy it, but I'd be willing to buy it under $20.
I guess I'd play it if I could find three other friends to play it with, but I really have nothing to say about that game. It's just all right, I guess. I like the art style. Does that count?
I guess for a point, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not against it in any way, but we'll see. That's all I can say. We'll see.
Uh-huh.
Footage looked neat. It's just Borderlands. It's kind of like I quit Modern Warfare footage. Oh, yeah. It looks like Call of Duty. Is that all you got to say about it? Well, yeah, it's Call of Duty. It's Borderlands. What else do you want me to say?
It's pretty much, I know they had like a whole bunch of DLC released, but it's pretty much just like that. Oh, yeah, DLC. Oh, yeah, new game.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Modern Warfare 3, they revealed the multiplayer not long ago, trailer and all. Andrew, what do you think about our favorite game?
Looks exactly like Modern Warfare 2. No different. Pretty much everything is the same. It's pretty much par for the course on that style, and they have done nothing to impress me. I won't be playing the game, but in terms of a guy who won't be playing the game, I look at it and I don't feel like I've missed out on anything.
And honestly, I just want to look at the developer, Activision, and say, how do you get away with this? Who the hell do you think you are? I don't know how people still buy this stuff. If there was somebody, it's like the kids love it. But if I met someone my age, I just want to ask them, you know, why do you like that game? Can you give me a valid reason? And I don't really think they could. I think a lot is just because everybody else plays it, which I've been in that boat for. But, ugh, God, it just looks so bland and ugh. The multiplayer footage, it looked worse than the single player footage at E3, and that's saying something. Well, it'll have to be lost on us, because I'm just, I got my fingers crossed to the day it just, you know, they put one of those up there and it sells, what, 100,000 copies. This, the day that happens, the day I'm happy. But I don't see it happening anytime soon.
It won't be in our time.
Oh, don't say that. Come on. Hopefully, hopefully we can live to see that day. All right, I believe that will conclude it for the news. And what a sour note to conclude it on. I'm about to puke. PAX is, like I said, I talked about Gamescom being table scraps, just leftovers. PAX was more of a fan initiative, not really too much new stuff there, just more of the same, really. But the part of the reason I wanted to try to do these weekly now is the games start coming. There's a steady flow, for the most part, every other week, if not every week, the games start coming out. And, I mean, here we are. Got another game coming out next week, probably not as high profile as Deus Ex, and definitely not as high profile as a Batman or a Skyrim or something like that, but, Dead Island, an interesting title coming out. Andrew, what do you think about this game?
To be honest, as a game itself, I look at it as like a stepping stone to other games that are itself going to be a stepping stone to Arkham City.
Wow. It's not really that glowing of praise.
Well, I mean, to be honest, looking at the game, I don't think it's going to be the star winner here. I don't think it's going to be our first string quarterback, but, you know, it'll do fine in the preseason.
I don't really get the AAA impression from it either. It looks okay. You know, kind of a Borderlands meets Left 4 Dead. I love zombie games. I'm just wondering if it's going to come off a bit too cheesy for our tastes. It looks a bit hokey, and that can be done right or wrong, and I'm not sure how it's going to play out.
I don't feel it coming off as cheesy. I see it coming off as like a, it's going to try to be like Oblivion or something, where it's a big world where you fast travel to places and you have different spots of survivors here, there, and yonder, and you go do missions for people to get this, that, or the other done with its own umbrella story in there that you follow.
What? That's how that game plays?
Yeah.
It's open world?
Yeah, it's an open world where you have these little pockets of survivors in different
lighthouses.
Sure? Yeah, I've seen a demo where it's like that. You have a fast travel map in these areas and you go talk to people and they give you quests to do and you have leveling up. And you also got to, the condition of your weapons gets worse and worse, and so you got to condition them better.
So it's really like Dead Rising, Left 4 Dead, and Borderlands all thrown into a blender.
Kind of, yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm slightly more excited now, to be honest.
I remember I watched it on Game Trailer. I'm going back to that website all the time, I know. But they have a video where the guy actually, I guess he's one of the producers or something, and he's talking about it as it's being played, and I thought it was a pretty good demo to show off what this game actually is. And it's just a, I forget what it was for. I don't think it was for PAX. It was, might have been for E3, where they just had him walking around doing a couple of things, like I think he fixed, they went to a lighthouse or fixed some radio tower or something. It showed off, like, you know, you saw a fast travel option you could do. You saw where you had to condition your weapon better. You saw you could drive cars around, save people that are stranded all over the place. And then, you know, you drove from one safe house of people to another.
I really didn't know it worked that way. I'm going to be getting it Tuesday. I assume you will be too. Are you excited for the game? I know we're just saying it's a stepping stone, which is really kind of harsh, but I agree with you. It is just kind of a stepping stone to a better titles. But do you think we'll have fun with it? From what you told me now, I'm actually kind of jazzed. I did not know it played like that.
Yeah, I'm a bit excited. I'll be excited in the moment. I think once Gears 3 hits here, it'll be yesterday's news. But the thing I really don't like is that from what I'm hearing of the co-op, I'm hearing it's like it's just a straight-up pop-in, pop-out type of system where even if the second player leaves, that character is still there, at least for whatever, I guess, game session you're in until you save it and quit.
Really?
Yeah, it's like they just pop right into your game, but I don't know how well it'll be starting off, like getting might be, but I remember Dead Rising 2 wasn't very good on the co-op, and that was a pop-in, pop-out type of system, so I haven't seen one in a while that's done a pop-in, pop-out very good, and so I hope that they're able to do one good, but so far I'm not liking the way they're describing it.
Well, one thing you made mention to me, I found out the other day, is there's no AI controlled companion, which I actually like. I'm with you. I don't. Most of the time, those people just serve to get in your way. And Dead Rising didn't do well. It did it bad, but it could have been done better. It was just too many hoops to jump through. It was almost like I want to join your game, and Capcom will mail me a letter, and I have to sign off on it and mail it back to them.
Get it notarized.
Yeah, yeah, and then you can join. It was just a bunch of options for. That can be done right. I just hope they do it right. It should be Logan wants to play. Yes, Logan's playing with you. You know, it should be like that. We'll see.
Also, another thing about the co-op, I hear they've said that they're not doing like lobbies or anything. And I'm a bit disappointed about that because I personally like lobbies because it gives you a chance to meet up with your friend and go in there right from the beginning together. But they're not doing something like that. And that was another thing I just said. Maybe a lobbies would have been a good thing just so that you can at least gather everything together and get ready together.
Now, are they referring to a lobby in that sense or a lobby in the sense of you can't browse for other games like by a lobby? There's no system at all to meet up with your...
I think they meant both. Like, you know, it's probably maybe there's just a multiplayer option on the main menu. You click that and you'll see a friends list of people actually playing the game. You'll hop right into it.
Yeah.
But I like a little better the idea that you can form a lobby, even if it's just co-op thing for a single player. You form a lobby, you invite your friend accepts, and then you both get into this game together. So it's not some little, I'm doing this right now. Well, you got to wait for me to finish this cutscene, or you got to wait for me to go here, there, yonder, or do this, that, or the other before you can join in so that you don't miss anything or nothing gets crapped out or anything like that.
And that's kind of lame, but I don't, I mean, I guess we don't have a full understanding because this game hadn't been talked about too much, really. I mean, I know they've shown it off a few times, had a couple trailers, like literally just a couple. They have a launch trailer and the co-op trailer, and they had the reveal, and that's about it. If, you know, a couple of magazine articles, but kind of been a low-key game. It's not the heaviest of hitters, but it's piquing interests.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it some of the stuff you're talking about I'd never even heard of. So bottom line, it's another game coming out to start the season, and I'm excited to play it. Me and you should have a blast with it. Co-op's never bad, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Enough talk about Dead Island. Now that we're doing these every week, or at least we hope we will, we'll try to. One thing I wanted to set out to do, we did at E3, took some questions, and we probably don't have the world's biggest listening base, but I know there's some people that listen to this every week or every time we do one. So I'd like to give them a chance to participate a bit, and I believe from now on, we will start the mailbag segment.
Goody.
Let's do the mailbag.
Mailbag day! Mailbag day! Hey everybody, it's mailbag day!
All right, the inaugural mailbag. Let's do it. Our buddy Jay asks, what do you think about console-exclusive DLC, akin to Fallout, Black Ops, Skyrim on the Xbox, stuff like that? Timed-exclusive DLC, good, bad, alienates other players? What do you think?
I know Microsoft likes to make a big deal about that.
Oh, yeah.
But I think if it probably does help profits, but not in enough to make it a big deal. They need to look at somewhere else to increase their margin there, opposed to DLC, because I think that kind of ruins it for some others.
Yeah, I agree, and I can't remember if I wrote an article or was talking about it on the podcast or just made an offhand comment on it. Okay, no, it would have been last year. Okay, I did. 2010's E3, they did this with Black Ops, and they were so excited to make this announcement about a $25 million contract to get paid that to get the Call of Duty DLC on there first. And I know Call of Duty's huge on Xbox, but I don't know how to explain it other than the fact that... No one's jumping ship. If I had a PS3, I would not be buying if Xbox just to get the DLC early. It's not, people aren't that addicted to Call of Duty, I hope. I don't know what purpose they think this serves. It's just same with like Skyrim and stuff. I like the fact they do that. It helps me, but it just screws up people, like you said, because PC players, why would they step down to an Xbox? Because that's your other big, PS3 usually is kind of lagging behind the PC, Xbox kind of game. Nobody's going to do that. I don't understand it, really. It's just, like I said, a marketing move, and I don't know if it really does anything other than, like I said, piss people off.
All right, I think question number two in our little mailbag comes from our good girl Bailey. And she asks, what, if anything, are you excited to see out of TGS? So, Logan, would you like to answer that for us?
TGS, it's always kind of secretive because you don't know too much about what companies are going to do over there, and they keep it under wraps. So Capcom, Sony, Nintendo, they'll show some stuff. But a lot of it, too, is Japanese games we'll never see. So what am I excited for? It's hard to guess. Resident Evil 6, definitely I want to see what they have. Who knows, it might be really nothing, just a short teaser. I do want to see that. If they have anything to show, Devil May Cry 5, I'd like to see that. But my pipe dream is Bayonetta 2, which was, I know, last week with the rumor was they were going to show it in some magazine, and they squashed that, but it was just the magazine rumors all got squashed. You know, they didn't say anything about the game not being in development. So that's been rumored a long time, and if there's any place it'd show up, it'd be there, so I'd love to see that. What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I think I'll agree with that. I'd like to see a new Resident Evil game, but I'd really like to see Bayonetta 2 announced. Oh, another game I'd like to see, that Chainsaw Lollipop.
Oh, yeah, like talked about last week. Yeah, Lollipop Chainsaw.
I'd like to see if they have a little more to say about that.
Probably. I don't know. I wonder if those game that that Shadows of the Dam, I think it just came out in Japan. I think that was kind of a U.S. first title, like trying to make kind of Capcom in that one, trying to make it for Western audiences. And
really,
I'm not. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure, but it certainly kind of came off that way. It was very Japanese in the kind of weirdness, but it was very, you know, Western and everything else, the art style and all that crap. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I got to add a quick note, by the way, to TGS. Final Fantasy Versus 13, quickly. And I mean quickly, charging up that ladder for the most mysterious game on the planet, not going to be at TGS. No one knows anything about that game, and I don't even know if it exists.
Do we have a Duke Nukem Forever in the making?
Ah, it's getting there. All right, next question. Kind of keeping them with that. Casey, our other homegirl from the forums, wanted to know, what was our opinion on the Final Fantasy 13-2 trailer they recently showed off? Andrew, do you have an opinion on that?
No, not really. I did not like 13. I hear they're changing it up a lot, where it's going to be less linear and all that, but still, I thought I didn't really like the characters that much, and I didn't hate the battle system, but I didn't like it, and so really, they'd have to give me a completely new Final Fantasy game for me to want to play it, and so just remake or redoing the one that I did not like isn't going to get me to do the new one.
I'm actually looking real forward to it. I think it looks a lot more Final Fantasy than 13 was. I didn't hate 13. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. To be honest, you said you didn't like the characters. By the end of it, the only thing I liked was a few of the characters, so I don't know if they're even going to be in the game. It just shows two people that one of them's brand new. The other one's that Lightning Girl's sister. I don't know. It's very strange, and it comes out pretty quick. I mean, a year and a half? We'll see. It might just be kind of an expansion pack feeling thing. I'll have to reserve judgment. I'll probably play it day one. I don't know if I'll buy it, but I'll definitely play it. I'm interested. It's kind of straddling that line between trying to do too much, I think, with the amount of time it's being developed, and I don't know if it's going to fall flat on its face or not. Thing to do for me. If it comes out, I guess I got to play it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, switching over to a question from our brother from the north. What do you think of the footage of Skyrim from QuakeCon? What do you think, Logan?
I'm assuming he's referring to the 30-minute demo we got to see all of. I don't know how much of they showed, 10 minutes, 15. They showed at E3 earlier this year. They mentioned it was part of a 30-minute demo, and they did the same thing for Oblivion. And I was always wondering why I didn't get to see that, and that's what it was. And it was kind of the same stuff, just more of it, which isn't a bad thing. It looks amazing, but that mystery, oh, the 30-minute demo, why haven't I seen this? And a lot of it was stuff you can see in, like, trailers. It was cool. It's one of those games, that's such a small slice of it. I don't know how jazzed it can get me about the final game, but the stuff it's shown looked phenomenal. It lets you see the systems a little more. I loved it, but I don't know how much excitement I can get just from that. What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, personally, I liked the demo. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought Todd Howard was he's the guy you want to be showing off things. I thought he did a good job of showing it off and all that. The one thing I can take away from that is I thought the people at QuakeCon were complete assholes. I don't know if you remember the people actually, you know, watching the thing, but good God, I want to just find every one of them and slap them in the face. Oh, yeah, yeah. I do like how the menu system is going to be. It showed that off. I thought that was pretty cool.
I feel like the menus look a bit stock to me. I don't know. I feel like they're going to be kind of clunky. It looks like a Windows Live Movie Maker project kind of. It looks like once you play the game enough and you have a lot of stuff to sift through, it's going to be kind of clunky. I don't know. I hope it works good.
I do not like, if this is how it's actually going to be, the way that they do the switch up of different things where you literally have to go down a list of everything you can have in the hand.
Exactly.
And pick it individually. Whereas I really hope to God they have like a hotkey or something for each of this individual stuff, because, oh my God, is it going to get bad quick if I got to keep scrolling down just switch between a sword and a shield and a spell and a...
Yeah, well, that was the kind of concern I got from. But that's the whole problem with seeing stuff like that. You never know how far off these builds are. I mean, I know the Mass Effect stuff they're showing, they say it's 3 builds ago, so who knows? Finally, I think 5 is going to be a healthy number for these mailbags. At the risk of turning this podcast into something it's not Logan and the Andrews talk sports. Just going to quick little thing. Oobs. Madden 12 just came out. He just wanted to know what we thought about football season coming up. Andrew, watch any football this weekend? Are you excited for football?
I am excited for football. I'm excited for the Falcons. Not really college. Right. Don't really, you know, care too much about that. But yeah, I'm excited to see the Falcons heading into the regular season. But I would like to talk about Madden a bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about Madden?
I think this is the first Madden in quite a while where it's actually been... really nothing changed from the past Madden. I know at least every single Madden well, not every one of them, but the majority one in the past couple of years have at least had some tweak here or there to make it different.
And sure?
Yeah. they've had some tweak here or there, but this one, literally, I think the only change is maybe the rosters and the stats, and that's pretty much it. And so if this is literally the first Madden in a while where I'd look at a person if they bought it and say, you literally just wasted $60.
Hey, not just the same people in Call of Duty. What are you going to do?
I guess you're right.
All right. I'm going to leave that mailbag thread open for the rest of the year. So feel free to ask us anything. Thanks, anybody that asked us something. Hope everybody participates again next time. I think that'll be a staple for the show for a while to come.
Excellent.
Speaking of staples, we'll go from one new one to a classic one. Andrew, are you ready to rapid fire?
I'm ready to rapid fire it up.
Then we shall. All right, first rapid fire topic of the night, Deus Ex. We talked about it a good bit at the beginning of the podcast. We both enjoyed the game. It's getting some DLC. Fills in the little missing gap towards the end of the game. It comes out October. Andrew, would you like to play the DLC for this game?
Nah, not really. I think I've pretty much finished with the game. I'm kind of done with it. Anything that, and especially if it comes out in October. I mean, why wouldn't they just put it on the disc if it's that early to release it?
I read what the DLC is supposed to be out. That doesn't really sound like a good DLC game to me. It's such a contained little story, and I don't know. Some of the side missions, okay, maybe it'll be like a fun side mission. I can't see how it'd be worth buying, unless it's at a good price. Next. All right, sticking with Deus Ex, this is an interesting topic. Letitia, I believe was her name, the black woman you talked to in Detroit. People are all up in arms about this, saying it's racist. Andrew, what do you think about this?
I just have to kind of laugh at this. The things people will come up with. I remember there was a big stink about Resident Evil 5.
I remember that too.
I guess it can all never go away. But I mean, I never spotted it as racist when I played it. It wasn't until I finished with it and someone made a comment about it that I kind of looked back and go, was it? She was just a woman that I passed by.
Yeah, I had the same effect. To be honest, I thought of it more as terrible voice acting than racism. And if you want to talk about racism, let's not look at her. Let's look at like all the Chinese people in the game and how they talk like this. That's pretty racist. Yeah, I mean, really, talk about misplaced anger. Jesus, guys. Next. Shifting gears. Blood Rain Betrayal, Xbox Live Arcade title. I don't know too much about it. I think it's a side-scroller. Not sure. But it comes out next week. Andrew, what you think?
I like the Blood Rain games. I played the two of them before, and I thought they were pretty good. I enjoyed my time with them, but I remember this thing got delayed, and I was willing to buy it before it got delayed, but now that it's after Dead Island, and it's already going to be leading into Gears, I'm not going to touch it.
Going to go ahead and do the famous podcast, Plead the Fifth. I have no idea what this game's about. I played one Blood Rain game, thought it was pretty shitty. Probably never going to touch this. Next! Here's an interesting one. Team Bondi, the developers of L.A. Noire, they are placed in administration, which is a formal way of saying you're fired, they're done, dissolved. Andrew, does this shock you?
Yeah, I am literally surprised. I did not see that coming. I thought L.A. Noire sold pretty well and got some good praise, but I guess the things that happen, right?
I can't really say I'm shy because there was a lot of scandal about harsh work environment and all that crap. But I'm glad it did because I did not think L.A. Noire was worthy of any praise. It was a very repetitive. And might I go on a tangent and say all Rockstar games suffer from this? And I know I like Red Dead. I like Grand Theft Auto. But this is the one that really made me realize, like, you know, it's just the same thing over and over again. And the same thing was okay in Red Dead and Grand Theft Auto. But it was boring in this one. Changing gears again. Tribes. Classic game franchise. It's got a new game. Tribes Ascend, it's called. The trailer was released. Andrew, are you excited?
From what I know, I think it's going to be PC only. I think I don't think it's multi-platformer, so I don't think I've played a PC game in years, so I don't think I'll be playing this one, no.
I don't play PC games too often either, but Tribes is never that good. It's, fuck it. Next. Finally, coming to our clues for the night, Gears 3. Apparently it has broken the pre-order record. Andrew, am I correct when I say this?
Yes, it did. Gears broke a million pre-orders. To be honest, I'm actually kind of shocked that it was Gears that did it. I would have thought it would be some Call of Duty game, some big title like that, that even people who don't love or don't have a love for the video game stuff, even they would pre-order it. But I wasn't expecting Gears to do it, and it's fine. But it just that wasn't the one I'd see.
I'm surprised that the pre-order record's so low, just a million, that's all it took. You gotta admit, that's pretty crazy. Before the game's even started, or before the game's even released, you've sold a million copies. That's pretty crazy. And that'll do it for the rapid fire. All right, that'll wrap it up. I really don't know how this podcast is going to turn out. Me and Andrew are slowly and slowly descending into just the shoot the shit territory. Hopefully that looseness will translate well. I'm not sure. We'll see. As I said, I want to do these every week. All these familiar segments and all, I want to bring them back. And hopefully me and Andrew have a good bit to talk about. I'd like to think we get better at this. I get better at editing. It all gets a bit tighter every week. You think this will be good?
I think depending on the news, I think we're good.
Good, good, good. We thank anybody that listens to these every week. You're the reason we do them. And we shall see you in 7 days.
See you guys later. I am Andrew Marquis. I like those Oreos!
So, our good buddy Jay asks, what do you think about console exclusive D?
D?
D? What the fuck's D? God damn son of a bitch. Here we go. Gonna do it again right now.
This match will determine once and for all which nation is the greatest on Earth. Mexico or Portugal.